Here's where we share something we are thinking, doing, or saying with the team. There's a 3-2-1 countdown, and then you find out if you are weird. Jess Farchione has the plate today.
And it's almost like it doesn't matter what you two say because Adele does this.
Is Adele in the news right now? Did she release an album or something?
It's hard to say.
I don't think we've talked about it for 3 friggin' days in a row.
I think she's only had the one concert, but I feel like it's been split into 15 concerts because I keep seeing different vision and different things keep coming out. Is this the same concert where that proposal happened? I don't know.
Yeah.
But some vision has come out at this concert of Adele. There was a bit of a Q&A with the audience, and Emma Thompson, the actress, stands up and said, who has been someone in your life that really got you through some hard moments or who was really inspirational? And Adele goes on to say, it was my year 8 English teacher.
That's,
you know,
wild.
I loved English, and obviously now I write lyrics, but she really created this love of literature and words in me, and she was really influential. And Emma Thompson goes, well, I'm glad you said her because she's actually here. And then this happened.
No way. Oh my God, I'm so proud of you.
She full freaked out that her teacher had walked up. They had a cuddle, and she actually said, can I have your number? Quick, go see my PA over there. And they swap numbers. She's like, we're going to have a coffee. We're going to catch up. I want to be back in your life, and I want you back in mine.
Yeah.
And it really made me go, oh, I've done this. Got back in touch with an old high school teacher. You know, sometimes your brain walks you down a path and then won't let you open the door at the end of that path. And you go, oh, I just can't remember that person's name, or I can't remember that detail.
Yeah.
Who would know that detail? For me, it was like, I can't remember my year 8 systems teacher, the guy. I don't know why I was thinking about
systems?
We made bridges.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what my high school called systems. We made bridges and learnt about, like,
that's all you did?
There was a lot of bridge making in this class.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what the
systems.
Rest of it. Systems,
I've never heard of that
we
class.
Called it. Yeah. I think it was kind of like beginner physics, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, I had to make little bridges out of balsa wood and then see if they would withstand the weight. And
I remember doing that.
What did you?
We did in primary school.
Oh,
yeah, we just did it once.
I did in year 8.
Yeah. As a project.
Yeah, it was
okay.
A project.
It wasn't a whole subject.
I think that was a
it was
whole
a fun
subject.
Project. Mine collapsed instantly.
Oh, yeah, I don't think mine lasted.
I knew I wasn't going to be an engineer.
Yeah, I scrapped that career off pretty quickly too. But I was like, God, what was my year 8 systems teacher called? And it was bugging me so much. So I went back to a teacher that I was really friendly with, who I knew was still at the school. His name's Mr. Bacuna. He happened to be my year 11 math teacher. But when I went on the St. Columbus website, he was still listed as faculty. And I went, oh, Mr. Bacuna was there when I was there. He'll remember my year 8 system teacher. So I emailed him. At his, you know, at St. Columbus email address. And I was like, hi, Mr. Pacina, there's no way you'll remember me, but I've attached a photo for reference if it jogs your memory. I was wondering if you could tell me who my year 8 system teacher was back in 2002. I'm pretty sure I'm feeling a G.
Yeah.
I feel G for some reason. Can you get...
I'm feeling a G.
Can you get back to me? Mate, 35 minutes later, Mr. Pacina wrote back.
He's not busy.
Mate, not busy, it would appear. And he actually said, he's like, I do remember you. Thank you for the photo. I'm good at remembering names, but the photo has really solidified who you are in my memory.
Don't act like it didn't have you on Insta.
Well, this is the thing. He's like, I'm pretty sure you're thinking of Stephen Glowry. And I was like, yes! I was like, that was my year 8 systems teacher. Thank you. And I just put that, you know, bugbear to bed. And he was like, I can see you now in Newcastle. But if you're ever in Melbourne, would love to catch up for a coffee. Seems like you're just kicking goals and doing really good stuff.
Right.
And I was like, how the hell does he know I'm in Newcastle?
Just Google it.
I mean, obviously, just Google
it. One of the most easily findable people online.
Look at your Instagram.
Mate, Mr. Pacino would be like pushing 66. Like, is he Insta-stalking?
Just could be. I'll chuck your name into Google.
He'd have
and
kids.
See
he
how
could, he could ask his students.
Is.
Oh, that's true. He's still at the high school. Exactly. He could, but isn't that weird to ask a current student, hey, can you Google
an old student
that looks a little
strange? Weird.
So the first thing that comes up is your Instagram page.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll just click on that and it says where you work.
Yeah. Okay.
What you do.
Okay, so it's not a sus.
Photos.
But he said, he's like, next time you're in Melbourne, I'd love to have a coffee.
Would you do it?
I think I want to do it.
Yeah.
I think I want to catch up with my year 11 math teacher, Mr. Bacuna, and have a relationship, you know, a friendship with this dude. He was very, you know, my formative years.
Yeah,
he was a great teacher.
Like, did he help change, like...
He was a great guiding force, but not in the maths department. I very quickly dropped off of the maths. I didn't do well in maths in HSE, in the VCE, we should call it in Victoria. But
just quickly, before we answer, what do you think he's offering to your life? Do you think that he'll be useful as a social person? Do you think he'll be useful as somebody who can be a bit of a mentor for you?
He said that he was retiring at the end of the year, so I don't know what he's offering in terms of maybe professional capacity. I'm just kind of curious.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have many mates who are 60 plus.
Right.
I had that lady who was 90 that I used to take shopping, but she doesn't want to see me anymore because of COVID.
Brought that.
She thinks I'm, I don't know, dirty. So I don't have any old friends.
All right. I'll do the, just wants an old friend. I'll do the countdown.
3, 2, 1.
Not weird.
Oh, thank you. Do you want an old friend too? You want to come coffee with Mr. Pacino?
No, I'm not taking the old friend thing, and I wouldn't also email a teacher to find another teacher's name. But I know my high school teacher, math teacher, Miss Cameron, Miss Jan Cameron, I still keep up with her on social media.
Really?
Still friendly with her. She was a great teacher to me, helped me literally get through maths. And was sort of like a mentor, helped me get out of trouble, avoided a few detentions. Yeah.
You'll double tap her pics.
If she's like, hey, can we catch up for a coffee? I would 100% see her. Just because I'm like, you were such a big part of my life when I was then.
Yes.
When I was such a brat. You know, and not that I'm not now, but when I was definitely more of one.
It's nice having an old friend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just think it's weird.
I just think it's strange because you can't even answer really what he's offering to your life. I don't think you'll be friends with him. I think it's fine that you want to catch up for coffee, but to maintain a friendship with a 66-year-old guy that I don't think you'll connect with.
Well, you might.
I might.
We have a lot in common.
Yeah.
Both went to an all-girls school.
What else does he do? You can talk about the cricket with him. He probably likes cricket.
Do you know what? I love cricket. Yeah. And he probably loves cricket. He said he wants to spend a bit of his retirement travelling.
I like travelling.
Yep.
I told him that my in-laws bought a vineyard. That's a good retirement plan. He was like, okay, thank you for the suggestion.
There you go.
There's been a bit of chemistry on email.
Yeah. Like, I'm interested in what my teachers are doing. Love to maybe have a coffee with them, but yeah, I don't think I'm pursuing a friendship with Mr. Runting.
Well, I mean, sorry, but Adele is pursuing one with Miss McDonald, so...
Are you going to do it? You should do it.
100% I'm going to do it. I'm going back over Christmas.
Yeah,
so I'll be like, hey, babe, what are you doing Christmas Day? You want to come
around
for
some...
Don't call me Mr. Pacino, babe.
No. Okay.